show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Brett, welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome you to our show. Good morning, and what a beautiful morning. It's a little breezy outside.
It is cold.
Outside, it's a little deeper than breezy.
It is cold.
Yeah. But the good news is the sun is shining, and we're thankful for that. Yeah. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with a group of my great friends, Bobby Capps, Director of Crosswind Ministries, Ronnie Martin, who is the Director of the Freedom Center. Clevy White has joined us, and his job is to keep Ronnie Martin in line today. So that may be the tough job of the day. But no, we love what we get to do and love to, that we get to do this on a weekly manner. Been doing it for over 4 years now, and time flies when you're having a good time. And you know, we started working on the Freedom Center sometime about the time we started this show. And it just was a great opportunity to get the word out about the Freedom Center. And we take a moment every week. Give us an update, Ronnie, about what's going on out there at the Freedom Center.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tommy. So we are, everything's going smoothly, I think. Bobby Capps would beg to differ. You know, we are full. He's got his plate full. You know, we've got 14 guys. We have 15 just this afternoon. We had one bed left, so we went ahead and filled it. So we've got a full house. You know, I get tickled. We go to places now. We're in the community a lot, and we go to places. It looks like we have a football team roll out of the van, and people look at us funny. But no, I get.
How many of them guys? How could you get all them guys in that van?
It's very, very tight. So. But no. It's going good. You know, again, we're full, but we still want to offer help. If you need help, go to our website, CorinthFreedomCenter.com, or call my cell phone, 662-416-0234, and we will find you help somewhere.
I know in the last couple of days, Kirby has pointed people to the Home of Grace.
Yeah.
As soon as we get off this radio show, we've got to help a guy somewhere. And even today, our guy Kyle Jackson is on the road. He is going to Oxford, Mississippi to drop off a young man. He is probably there by now.
He is.
And he's leaving there, going to Defining Wellness, which is in Brandon, Mississippi, to pick up a guy that was from here that we bring him back home to be part of our program. So we're busy. We got a lot of things going. It's always moving. I want to make a big shout out today. God's House of Hope is celebrating 8 years of being open there in Nettleton. So for Amy Shook and that group there, congratulations, and we hope to see you soon. Bobby, it is a busy week, and it's you like it when the pot's been stirred. You just didn't know they was going to put two like spoons in there and start stirring.
Yeah, we like it. We like it. Yeah, I like it.
I think it's more like a blender.
My schedule's blender. A little bit overwhelmed, but you know, what you're talking about, Tommy, is I like it when the guys are troubled, because that's always exposes my heart, how I react to whatever's going on, and it's a great teaching moment for anyone to be able to help someone to learn how to look at their own heart and see what's happening when they get upset about something. And sometimes just having a lot of people in the room, just the nature of that beast will cause that.
And, as we can say, if you want the pot stirred, just
Keep adding more people. Put 15 men in the same room. Yeah. It's going to happen.
So, yeah, or eating out of a small kitchen.
Yeah, or that. You know,
yeah. Getting up on time yeah. and things like that. So, yes, it happens. But we love what we get to do. We have, I don't know where we're at now. We're well over 120 guys coming into our program. We've had 62 guys graduate our program. We've got 15 out there right now. But
couple
we don't.
Graduating in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. We got like four graduating pretty soon.
March 6th.
Yeah, March the 6th is graduation. And that's always a special time to see these guys complete the program. And, you know, as they have committed to stay, not everybody stays. It's a big deal. And for us, our numbers is pretty good about people staying at the Freedom Center. If you want more information on the Freedom Center, go to carinfreedomcenter.com. Check us out. You also can check out livingfreecarinf.com. Both of them ministries go hand in hand, and they would love for you to be part of it. Listen, you can listen to us anywhere in the country, online at supertalk.fm Carinth. I'll be in Jackson, Mississippi next week. It's my favorite time of the year, high school basketball championship. And so I'll be there. So next Thursday morning, I'm going to be listening to y'all. I'll actually be in the Capitol next Thursday morning. But I hope to have my earpiece in my ear listening to y'all. So you can listen anywhere, supertalk.fm Carinth. You can go to livingfreecarinth.com, check out any of our old shows. You know, this past week, we lost one of our alumni, Kenny Beard, and we asked that you pray for his family.
Yeah.
But during the service, Bobby, I was able to tell that family, you know, you can go back on our social media to last year, May the 9th, and look at Kenny's graduation. You can go to the radio show that day, May the 9th, and watch Kenny's graduation. So that them things just being out there means a little more in them times.
Yeah, for sure.
And stuff. So we're thankful we get to do that. Guys, today I want to talk about, and we'll get into it in the next segment and stuff, but I want to talk about giving. And, you know, a lot of people avoids that topic. A lot of people don't like to hear that topic, but it's my favorite topic, Bobby. I love to talk about giving. I love to hear people talking about giving. And if it wasn't for giving, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, through our radio sponsors and our ministries that sponsor us being here. You know, if Crosswind didn't have Bobby Capps, Bobby wouldn't be here with us. If Freedom Center didn't have Ronnie going and stuff, you know, we wouldn't have Kyle on the road today, wouldn't have Ronnie sitting here, wouldn't have Kirby sitting at the building and things. So we love to talk about giving. I want to teach a little while on giving today, Bobby, and I want you to kind of help us with that. But we've got some new radio sponsors that's come on board that will – I'm going to go ahead and announce some of them because they will they were supposed to start in March, but I'm going to go ahead and tell some. Some of the new folks, Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson and them, they're very good to us. They help us all throughout the year. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim Calvary, Jim and Sheila Calvary there on Highway 72. They are first-class folks. We done the funeral there for Kenny this past Sunday, and I just thought they done a great job with the family and for the family. So we're thankful for Jim and Sheila Calvary. Our man Jeff Green there at the barbershop, he cuts all of our guys' heads, and so we're thankful for that. Some of our guys needed a haircut. Braxton, man, when you first seen him, you didn't know who that was, did you, Bobby?
This is what I thought was funny. I was surprised how much he liked it. I mean, he really liked it, you know what I mean? And when he got a haircut, because usually guys that have got big old long curly hair don't like nobody messing with it. And but when he got a haircut, he really liked it. And he did have pretty hair, though, but he also a pretty boy with it cut.
It looks good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jeff Green there, who's alumni for us too, but Jeff's Barbershop has come on board, and we're thankful for Jeff. And then we've got all of our other ones that's been with us a while, of course, Crosswind and Living Free. They're really the ones that put this show forward for us. Again, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. And then Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife, for any of your real estate needs, they're in the Capitol today. It's Realtor Day at the Capitol, but any real estate needs, you could reach out to her or Olivia or any of that team for your real estate needs. Nick Bain, for any of your legal needs. Nick's a friend to our ministry. Nick's a friend to us personally, so we're thankful for them. Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Dorn, we're thankful for them. I ate lunch with Bart yesterday. Just really thankful for him. Daniel Author at the local Subways. We've got a new Subway there on Shallow Road. Go by and get you a meatball or a dozen cookies, Dad. Get a dozen cookies, drop off at my store if you want to do that. But thankful for Daniel Author. Of course, my mattress store there on the highway, 3 miles west of High Prices. We've got a long list of sponsors, got a long list of friends, and we're thankful for that. During the second and third segment today, we're going to talk about giving and some opportunities for you to help the Freedom Center that's coming up. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of today's show. Again, it's a little chilly outside, but we're inside in a great building downtown here at the Super Talk building with our friend Dr. Phil trying to keep us in line here. Bobby? I wanted to just take today and talk about giving. It's a subject that a lot of pastors will say, well, I don't, very few times I speak on giving. I mean, I've heard pastors from their pulpit say, this is my first time I've spoke on giving. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know why he ain't speaking every week. But because here's some numbers I just had for you, Bobby. Believe is mentioned 272 times. Praying is mentioned 371 times. Love is 714 times. Heaven is mentioned 600 times. Giving is mentioned 2,100 times. So it seems like giving was a main priority in the scripture, a big part of it. And so why don't we talk about money, Bobby?
If you ask me, money answers all things. It kind of exposes our hearts. We're afraid to do it. But if you want to go back to the belly of the beast, what is it that motivates giving? It's, in other words, what makes a community like Corinth so gracious and so generous, right? Generosity. So that's the thing that comes from my heart, is that I'm generous. Well, where does that come from? Right. If you think about like a tip is still called a gratuity. Right. What does that mean? Well, I was so motivated by the service of this particular person that I want to give them something extra on top of, you know, whatever. Right. So in other words, I'm motivated and by something, and that makes me want to be generous, right? So gratuity, if you think back to the etymology of the word, it's like grace. I've been given something that's wonderful, and therefore I want to give something, you know, in light of that. So it would seem to me, like you said, Tommy, that ought to be the most easy thing to talk about in the world. Christ has given me everything. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Every gift and talent I've ever had comes from above. My ability to make money comes from God. The money that he gives me comes from God. I mean, like, everything comes from him, and I ought to be just overwhelmed with graciousness, and therefore I ought to be generous, right? And so, and when Paul like gets back to that in 2 Corinthians 9, in that whole passage there that's commonly referred to, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, that's what he refers to. He goes back to the gospel. The gospel motivates my heart to be generous, right? I'm generous in every way. Why? Because I'm thanking God for his indescribable gift. I've been given, when somebody treats me good, when I immediately want to be gratuitous, right? And so I have no clue as it relates to why we don't want to talk about money. I think that really it is the kind of the dark side of us, right? Because we somehow begin to think, no, that's my money, right? I always tell people this is my little two cents on it before you get to teaching about it. You know, you're better at it and know more about it than any most people I know. But here's one of the things that comes to me. You're always giving. You're always giving. You're either giving to yourself or you're giving to someone else. But you're always giving. Like, because God gave you X and you're going to give it to someone. You're either going to give it to yourself. So you say, oh, no, I only give to myself. Only to my savings plan. Only to my 401k. Only to my vacation. Only to my this. Only to my that. Well, you're giving. You're just giving to you. You know, the problem is that when God blesses us from the outside in, then what happens is that he makes me want to give out, not just to me. Like, the ultimate turning from a taker to a giver, if you will, or from someone who only gives to himself to someone who gives to others, is for me to really extrovert my whole life and to see that I'm actually on mission and that I'm, you know, that God has given me everything not to keep, but to give away. Think about the gifts in the spiritual gifts in the church. God gave me the gift of teaching, for instance. And he didn't give me the gift of teaching so that I could teach the wall. He gave me the gift of teaching to give it away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he didn't give it to me for me. He gave it to me for the saints. And so it's like, well, what about money? Well, he didn't give it to me for me. I mean, not only for me, I'm blessed by, you know, learning, which comes with teaching, you know, and that gift and that desire to do it and the fun that goes along with it. I'm blessed by it. But God didn't give it to me for me. He gave it to me for you. And so it's the same thing with money, but we just don't see it that way.
Yeah. And in that Romans 12:6, it gives us an opportunity to be liberal. It says, if in giving, give liberal.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, I love that verse, and I love...
Open your hearts, open your hands.
And it says, you know, don't store up treasures for you here on earth. So that gives me an opportunity to think, Bobby, am I going to store up... Am I pouring more into a 401k or some sort of retirement than I am giving? So I have to ask myself that a lot. Guys, we wouldn't be here. We're thankful for the givers that's in our community. I don't know of another community like Alcorn County. We have so many like huge nonprofits in this small area that functions totally on giving from the community, giving from the local churches and things. So it's a lot of fun just to watch what's going on. And we've got some opportunities for folks to give to us. You know, we just bought 112 acres of land out there on Central School Road, Ronnie. We need to get it paid for. Once we get that paid for, we're going to get our, you know, building project in line so we can get it going forward. But we need people to come alongside of us right now to give and to be able to get that started. Absolutely. So we've got that. We've got a golf tournament coming up in April, the 25th and 6th, which is huge. It's the golf tournament is like a third of our budget. And I just want to go ahead and name some people that has gave and made this golf tournament available to us. So this exactly. golf tournament is made. Langley Wealth has sponsored this golf tournament since we started. They are our main presenting sponsors. Big shout out to Brian, Donna, and Zeb Taylor there. They're just great folks. Subway, Daniel Alter here. That family has supported us a long time. Nick Bain. Grace Chapel as a church, the Dinner Bell, Gatlin's Pharmacy, Tyler Pittman and his family. Then we need 36, 38 whole sponsors. And listen, today is February the 20th.
Yeah.
Look here, I've already got over 20 listed on my list that people has come along and already signed up to be whole sponsors. We don't need but like 16 more to be totally booked. And we got some new folks this year, Penn Majors at State Farm Insurance. Big shout out to him. Magnolia Funeral Home. Thank you, Jim and Sheila Calvary. Corinth Animal Veterinary Service, our Matt and Annette McGee. So we're thankful for some of these people that takes an opportunity to give and to pour into us. And that's an opportunity to do that. So if you want to be part of that, that's an opportunity to give. But, Bobby, we strive and we go forward on our monthly giving. People that gives to us monthly yep. and things like that. That's at Living Free and the Freedom Center.
And Crosswind.
And Crosswind. That's what I'm saying. It's just monthly support that people allows us to continue to operate by giving monthly.
Yeah. And so, like, that's because there's people who are generous and who want to make sure that our ministries continue. They want to make sure that we keep caring for the people. One of my favorite passages that talks about this is that God, in Deuteronomy 15, it's a fabulous passage. If you ever want to read it and get the spiritual guts of giving, this is what God says. He says to his people, listen, I'm going to bless you, man. I'm going to bless you personally. You're going to just be awesome. I'm even going to bless your nation so much that your nation's going to lend to other nations. And you won't ever have to borrow from anybody. He goes, that's what I'm going to bless you. And then in the literally the next verse, and he says, so here's the deal. So I don't want any poor to be among you. And he said, in any of your towns, when the Lord's given you and blessing you, don't be hard-hearted or tight-fisted with your money. Hard-hearted, that's the heart problem. Tight fist, that's the practical problem. I'm keeping the money for myself. And he says, rather, be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. And so what happens is that here's the deal. It's simple. If we're stingy, we're hard-hearted and tight-fisted. That's simple, right? If I'm generous... Now, what is the basis of their generosity? God had blessed them abundantly, right? You'll see in the New Testament, he says, and he says this in the Old Testament too, if you ain't got nothing and you're barely making it, I need you to make sure that you take care of your family. That's your responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. But because, like, how many times have you really wanted to bless somebody with a gift, but you just didn't have one to give them? It didn't mean that your heart wasn't open, and it was just that you practically didn't have money to give. But one of the things that has supported our ministries is that God has blessed a bunch of people who believe in what we're doing and want us to help people. And we're sometimes their hands and feet to help broken down people in the community. And so what happens is they bless us. We bless the community with the particular gifts that we have, you know, but we're enabled. We're enabled to do that because people in the community have opened their hearts and opened their fists towards us, opened their hands.
Let me give you this verse, Bobby, out of Proverbs. It says, the generous man will be prosperous.
Yeah, that's it.
My man, Orma Smith, told me and him talks about giving a lot. Orma has talked about giving with us. And I just said, Orma, I don't know if they just seems like there's a very few folks that gets that gift.
Mm-hmm.
And my man Floyd Lamb said, well, no, brother. A lot of people gets it. They just don't exercise it and stuff. But the scripture is talking about giving and being generous and things. Dave Ramsey says this, that finances ain't the problem in America. It's the lack of communications about finances is the problem. Learning how to talk about money and stuff. Bobby, anytime I'm going to do a wedding, or especially a wedding where we're going to plan this thing out, I always talk to them right there. First thing you got to do is get on board about finances. You got to, and I tell them there's three things I try to tell them about: God's grace, grit for each other, and learn to be givers. Learning to become a giver. You know, we use that topic a lot at Living Free about where givers become takers.
The other way around. And
takers become givers. Yeah. Takers become givers. And that's where it seems like God cultivates things in your life at that moment, and things start growing when you become that giver. And things. Guys, if you got a comment about the show, or if you got a comment about giving, 662-603-9829. We'd love to hear from you. 662-603-9829. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask Bobby, how do we become givers, Bobby, and where do we start at?
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring and a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hey folks, I'm Tommy Wilson, Car Matches Furniture Outlet right here in Car, Mississippi. And look, we've got big news for 2025. We got a Mattress of the Month sale every month. And guess what? It's February and I've got a big deal going on. King and Queens and a top name brand mattress, $399.
You heard that right. $3.99 in a top name brand, King and Queens. Listen, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Welcome back, guys, to our show. It's our third segment. We're talking about giving today. We've got a fish fundraiser coming up that Duke Conway and them is going to do for us in April. I'll get you them dates. I think it's April the 12th. But that, and then our golf tournament is April 25th and 6th. And so we've got a lot of opportunities to help us. That golf tournament, all of our big sponsors has been took, but we do have whole sponsors left. We need about, right now, probably 15 more. Out of $1,000 a hole, we've got 20 or over 20. We were shooting to 36 because we'll have 2 days of golf.
And a $1,000 buys you a $1,000
buy you a hole sponsor, but you get to play golf, you get lunch. I mean, it's just a great opportunity to give.
It's a team of four. It's about $500 worth of golf and stuff, and then the other $500 goes to the ministry.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, we've heard that we should be a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
We've heard that as 2 Corinthians 9. Paul didn't say that a person ought to be greedy. I didn't say
you ought to. Under obligation, right? I mean, he even says keep it in your pocket if you're not going to be a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Yeah. Well, so how do you get there? How do you get there, Bobby, about being that cheerful giver? A lot of people are learning how to be givers.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in a group with Kenny Digby years ago, and Kenny was talking about giving. And Kenny said, if you're not giving today, start at 2%, start at 3%. Give something.
Well, Tommy, I remember when you used to try to encourage you guys, you used to just say, whatever you got in your, if you put, everybody put a dollar in. If you got only got a quarter, put a quarter in. In other words, like get something. This is what I think is that there's a dual principle. Like Jesus lands the Sermon on the Mount on this principle. He says there's two groups of people. Both of you are hearing my word. One of you is going to go do it. The other is not going to do it. And the one that does it, when the storms of life comes, your house, you're going to be fine. And the other one, the one that doesn't do it, when the storms of life come, you're going to be in trouble. So they both heard the word. They were both moved by the word, but one actually put it into action, the other didn't. And so this is what I think. Generosity comes from the heart, and it comes from God. God, when I really am blessed, I want to bless. And so when I'm around something and I love somebody, I want to give to them. And so then the next thing is I actually have to do that, though. And that's where the rubber meets the road, where I'm a little bit ashamed sometime if I've only got a buck to give. But give the buck, right? I mean, you wanted to give anyways. It was in your heart. So what if you don't have much and you can only give a buck? Give the buck. You know what I mean? Because you wanted to. It was in your heart. God says, don't bother if you're still stingy. He needs to still work on my heart and get me messed, because I've got a hard heart problem and a tight fist problem. But as soon as God softens my heart and opens my hand, just... You have to do the action, though. You have to do the giving. And I honestly think that Orma talked a lot about this, too. He goes, I had to learn how to give. In other words, but I actually think that if you would have asked him, well, what did that mean? Well, I just had to actually do it. What I mean? And the thing is that for me, it's like it's your old principle that you used to have back in the old days where you would just say, all I'm trying to do is to help you say, if you care about what's going on here and God has moved your heart to give, right? And to be a part of helping the next guy, come put something in the bucket. You know what I mean? In other words, come do something. What doing does, and by the way, we just, we've studied this even in brain physiology. What doing does is it anchors what I was thinking. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It actually does something in my brain. It anchors what I was thinking. So we tell the guys, if you have a desire to do something that's ungodly, don't just not have the desire or fight the desire. Go do the godly thing instead of the ungodly thing. And so what happens is you have to begin to act out what you believe. And in acting out what you believe, you're anchoring that. Or to say it another way, Jesus would say it, is that you're growing your faith. In other words, if you want to be a great giver, it actually is a person of great faith. And if you want to have great faith, you got to act. Jesus would tell Peter when he drowned and tell them when they were anxious, he would say, here's your problem. You still have little faith. So grow your faith. And the disciples would ask Jesus, increase our faith. And so I believe that the way to increase your faith as it relates to giving is that, number one, God gives you a generous heart. In other words, you begin to realize everything I have is from him. Every gift I have is from him. And it wasn't for me. It does bless me, but it's not for me. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And everybody who's a giver actually knows that. It's more blessed to teach than just to study, even though it's very blessed to study. And so the thing is that, so, and then you're acting it out. And when you're acting it out, what happens is that you'll expose actually another part of your heart. What is that, Tommy? Sometimes you'll say, oh, well, people are stroking me because I give. Now my ego gets in problem. And then I have to go, oh, Lord, now I got to work on that. You know, I mean, I really wanted to give, but some of the benefits that I get from giving are actually can evoke my flesh and make me want to be whatever. And so, but God uses the act of giving to teach us, to humble us, to help us, and all this kind of stuff. There's people in our lives, in the lives of our ministry, who just, man, they just take care of us, you know? And ain't nobody saying nothing about nothing. They never ask. They just show up and they say, we believe in your ministry, and God, you know, we want to keep it going, and here's, you know, we're going to donate to you. And so that's how it works.
Over the years, now, just seeing people become givers, I was just thinking about this one lady that we had years ago that would come and ask for stuff every week, needed help, this, that, and other. You know, and all of a sudden, somewhere down the line, years later, she started showing up with some paper plates to give to Living Free. Mm. She started looking for the chicken bucket to put a dollar in or $2 in. She gave me some money one day by hand, and it was like $5 or something. And she said, Tommy, I want to help somebody today. I kept that $5 for a long time just to remind me.
Well, we have this blessing box at our out in front of our building where people can come and get food, or if you want to, you can put food in there. Guess who puts more food in there than anybody? It is poor people, not rich people.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally a rich guy will come up because they've gone to the store and their heart wants to do the same thing, and they'll fill the thing up. But I promise you, I've seen little old ladies pull up and fill that thing up more than who are on a check as many times as I've seen somebody had a lot of giving to
Kenny do. Said years ago, it'd be the ravens to feed you, the doves to let you starve to death.
Why? Because, you know, they've got it. They've got it figured out. God bless me. I'm going to bless somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It changes
your life. One of the great things we get to see at Living Free, we put a chicken bucket out every week, KFC, Kingdom Family and Community. We use a KFC bucket. If you wanted to invite us to eat chicken, we'll eat chicken and carry the bucket home with us. But look, it's Kingdom Family and Community. And one of the big thrills on Thursday night for me is to get back after I do the announcement or something, stand in the sound booth and watch the people go to the front to put a dollar in, to put $2 in, just to put money in, to be part of something that's going to help somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my cup overflows when I get to see that. I've got in my hand right now, Bobby, a laminated $5 bill. That a guy that's at our program right now, his brother deals with autistics and stuff. And his brother, 50-something-year-old, come up to Ronnie at our brotherhood breakfast. And we need to raise $215,000 to pay that land off out there. Well, his brother came up and handed Ronnie that $5 bill, and he said, I want to be a part of it. Well, that $5 bill was like $5,000 to me and you. Probably. So I wanted to keep it. I'm going to put that in a frame someday and put it in our new building someday.
Well, and you know, when Jesus told the story about the widow who put her two yeah. pennies in, you know, I mean, he basically said she's given more than anybody. Why? Because she gave everything that she had, you know, and even out of her need she gave. And so the thing is that, but she wasn't giving in order to get something from God. The girl that spent a year's wages to dump a bottle of perfume out on Jesus' feet wasn't doing it because she was trying to get something from God. It was because that God had given something to her that so grabbed her heart and filled her heart that all she wanted to do was lavish herself out on him. And so that's what giving is all about. I mean, generosity comes from looking at Calvary, looking at Jesus, looking at the gifts that he's given, looking at how he's filled our cups, and then joyously pouring our cup out onto someone else.
We just got a text from our guys in Oxford. They've dropped the first guy off and they're headed to Brandon, Mississippi to pick another guy up. And they're listening to us on the road right now. I'm sure that Kyle's probably eating something, though.
They just got through for sure.
Oh, yeah. Or he's probably starting again.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to them guys that's going an extra mile to help somebody today. Your giving allowed us to carry a guy to rehab today and go pick one up.
Yeah.
Your giving allowed that. So, I'm thankful for that. We're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and wrap this up today. We're talking about giving. It's a great subject, and it's something that we all need to be a part of. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome you back here. Man, I don't know. Ronnie, you been asleep over here today? I ain't heard from you all day.
He just woke up.
Oh, he just woke up?
Been listening to y'all.
Hey, Clevy, that's your job. Supposed to keep Ronnie awake. So we speak on giving, you over here asleep.
No.
Okay, is that what day 41?
He's clock riding.
Yeah. The generous man will be prosperous. Now, Ronnie, you've been new to the program. You've been kind of new to, you know, in administration role and things like that. But what has it been for you to see the giving of this community to the Freedom Center?
It's been instrumental in my, you know, my walk with the Lord, you know, because I came in broken. You know, I was a taker my whole life, you know, or at least the second half of my life during addiction. And just seeing how the community poured back into us and just, like I said, it was instrumental, you know, and that's one reason I try to give back like I do financially or something like that, is because the Lord's done so much in my life. You know, He's built my faith, because in my struggles I know He'll take care of me. So I give what I got, and you know, that's just, it's been a big part of my journey.
Bobby, for me to be able to mentor guys and teaching them on giving and stuff is one of my biggest thrills I get to do, is to see people give and be part of that. You know, from seeing a guy like Ronnie, I just told Ronnie this the other day. I said, it's one of the great joys I get to see Ronnie. He's become one of the best tippers I've ever seen. Where did you learn that at, Ronnie?
I watch you all the time. But just
to see that. See, that's what teaching is. That's what mentorship is just learning. My wife is a natural giver. I mean, she just gives. I feel like in our family, one of the great things I seen in my family was when my daughter was probably a seventh grader, the principal called me. It was Coach Quinn, who's our superintendent now. He said, "Tom, I need you to come up to school today. I need to talk to you about Olivia." So, you know, I just drop what I'm doing and go up there. And he said, "I think she's being bullied, man. I want to talk to her, and I want you to be with me when we do it." So when we got her in the office, Coach Quinn was talking to her about what was going on. He seen her giving a little boy a dollar every day, and he just thought maybe he was forcing it. Well, he didn't know my daughter real well, because what am I going to force her to do nothing? But she said, "Daddy, that little boy don't have nothing. I'm just giving him a dollar to get some concession stand or something." I'll never forget that moment. That my daughter had learned at an early age to be a giver, yeah, and to be able to help. And that's one of the moments that stuck out to me. And to be able to watch her kids, like Olivia and Kirby gives now, and Preston gives and things. So that's one of the great joys of my life now.
Yeah, I remember one of my kids. You know, at Christmas we would always, you know, it was a time to get. If you're a kid, you're waiting for the toys. But what one of my kids would do is she would go around and find things in the house, and she would wrap them, and then she would put them under the tree.
That's cool.
And she had gifts for everybody.
That's cool.
You know,
yeah,
under the tree, that she had just basically, she'd just go find like a baseball and, you know, wrap it. And, you know, yeah, and then that would be one of the boys who plays baseball. That would be their gift. She, like, repurposed a lot of things in the house.
Yeah.
But they were her gifts. But I was like, she just loved. Like, so for her, when she was waiting for gifts, she did it like that. But she also saw that there was something there that she really wanted to be a part of also. And by the way, interestingly enough, as an adult, she's an extraordinary giver.
Yeah, one of the great, you know, and I've said this, I don't know, Bobby, and I don't know whether this is the right thing to say, it's just who I am. If I have a tombstone someday, I just hope they put the word giver on it. That's yeah, all I want. That's what I get up to do each day. That's what drives me to do.
Yeah.
That's who we are, and it's just an opportunity to help and things, no matter what, in what type of situation it is.
No, exactly. And to say it, think about it this way. Just think, let's blink our eyes and think about it a different way. When God gave you to the community, you're a gift to the community. And so the community is never going to experience the gift, though, unless you give yourself to the community.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, you're a gift. I mean, God didn't put us here for ourselves, right? I mean, that's the whole key. That's the whole lesson of growing up. It's the whole lesson of learning your spiritual life, is that you're not here for you. You're here for Him, and He gave you as a gift to the community, and He gave you as a gift to your family, and He gave you as a gift to other people. And not only did He give you as a gift, so that you need to spend yourself. Paul, when he describes his ministry in Acts 20, he said, I have spent myself on you. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he describes himself as the gift that was spent on the people. And so God not only fills my pocket so that I can give it away. He says that. He said, I'm going to fill your pocket, but I'm going to do it so that when people have need, you're going to be you're a gift to them. But I'm also going to make you the gift, and that you have to spend yourself on others. Most of us spend ourselves on ourselves. Most of us spend our money on ourselves. And God, when we look at Calvary and we look at the great gift and the great giver, who was the Lord Jesus himself, what happens is it opens my heart to give myself and also to give the gifts that God has given me, including financial gifts.
Listen to this verse out of 2 Corinthians 8, verse 3. Paul writes, for I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. When's the last time that we have gave beyond our own ability? That's what we have to ask ourselves each day. And, you know, I'm a guy that just believes as we plant, we get to harvest someday, whatever that harvest looks like. If I don't plant, I don't get to harvest. So he tells us to be a cheerful giver. So we encourage you to give. You can go to our web pages, Living Free Corinth, CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Do you know Crosswind's webpage?
Crosswind.ms, like Mississippi. Crosswind.ms.
And all three of them's got ways that you can donate online.
Absolutely. And but what we also need is we need you to give yourself to the community. We need volunteers. We need help. We need it all the time. And so, I mean, like Tommy usually has a church that provides us a meal on Thursday nights.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
You know what I mean? And it's a big deal. And so that church is giving of themselves to us so that we can help people. All these different ways to give. It's amazing. But just remember that you've been given so much. And so for those of us who have been freely given, we freely give.
Amen.
All right, tonight at Living Free Ministries, we're not going to have a meeting and singing and stuff, but we are going to have a meal. We're just going to provide a meal tonight at 6 o'clock. It may be something we do throughout the year a few times to give a couple guys a night off or something, but also when it's 15 degrees here, it makes you want to stay home a little more. But look, tonight at 6 o'clock, we will have a meal. If you're part of Living Free or if you just need a meal, come out to Living Free at 6, have a meal with us, take part in us. We'll have the building open from 6 to 7:15 or something like that, just having a meal. Our friends at Kasu Methodist Church has a shelter going on there at the Blue Building, so they could, if you're in the cold and need to get out of the cold, they could do that.
I'm just trying to show you the time.
Oh, okay. Well, so again, tonight, man, we'd love to talk about giving anytime. Get a hold of us. You can call me, Ronnie, or Bobby. We always close this show up with Ronnie reading Jude. Cleavy, will you wake Ronnie up?
All right, he's back with us.
Okay. Ronnie, take us out of here.
All righty. So it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. You're a gift from God to your community. Give yourselves away.
That's it.
Have a great week.